The downhill turn in Noach's life occurs this week's parsha after the Mabel, Vayochel Noach Ish Ha'adama Vayita Karim. And Vayochel Chazal Darshin, not just Miloshon like starting to do something, but Miloshon Chulin. Right? That Noach somehow, he was very kadosh, but all of a sudden he became Chulin Ish Ha'adama Vayita Karim. Okay, what exactly happened that made Noah chulin? Well, we know in the end, right? What happened was he was lying drunk, naked in his tent. Obviously, something went wrong. But where is the root of that in Vayachol Noach? So Chazal point out on a pshat level because he planted grapes when he could have planted some other type of trees. He could have planted some other type of trees instead, and maybe that was already some orientation towards a party lifestyle that was inappropriate. Rav Lichtfi once spoke about this, and he said there's something much more fundamental in what's going on here. Vayachol Noach ish ha'adama vayita karim. And he points out the phrase, ish ha'adama. What's wrong with being ish ha'adama? From when Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden, which was not Noah's fault, we're supposed to be oved adama. Farming is seen very positively throughout the Chumash. So Lichtfi points out that you could be an Oved Adama. You could, you could plant in the Adama. You could do a lot of things. But Noach is described as Ish Adama. Ish Adama means that defines who he is as a man. Right? After the Mabel, he became Ish Adama, a man who farms the land. And ultimately, that's, I think, the trap of modern life, the trap of ancient life, and everything in between, is that everyone has a lot of things they're busy themselves with in this world. You ask them, who's that guy? He's a lawyer. He's an accountant. He's a contractor, etc. What really is a person? An ekonomi. A guy could have a job, make his parnasa as a lawyer. But is he a lawyer? I know, it depends. You could define yourself as a lawyer in the Western world we're used to, in America. People define themselves by their profession. Their chashivas is their profession. Their main asek is their profession. And clearly, you put the most amount of hours into your profession. A regular bala bus puts more hours into accounting every day or more hours into law every day than anything else. But that doesn't tell you who you are. It's your choice to say, I am an accountant or I work in accounting. But I am a Ben Torah. I'm an Oved Hashem. I'm a Lomei Torah. I'm Mekayim Mitzvos. And if we look out there, there are people who, and certainly in the secular world there, who are they? They're an accountant, Vizehu. And then you meet people who, Taka, they work as an accountant. They spend a lot of days each day working as an accountant. That's how they make their money. That's how they pay their mortgage and buy groceries for their family. But who are they? Where are they holding? I'm holding a Bava Kama. I go to work every day, right? But I'm holding Bava Kama. I go to work every day, but I'm holding in Chesed. I go to work every day, but I'm holding in Tefillah. And Noach's mistake was not that he left the Teva and started farming. Avada has to farm. Hashem said already a whole parsha ago, Lavodas Ha'adama. And throughout the parsha, the Hashem expects people to farm and do their Hashtadlus and work in whatever profession it was. And in those days it was farming. He could have been an Oved Adama, that would have been okay. But when he becomes an Ish Adama, when you define yourself by your career, by your economic pursuits, by your Gashmias, that's already when you get in trouble. And from there, it just goes downhill to losing all your values. And Vayesh, Vayyan, Vayishkar, Vayiskal, Vasocha, Halo. And really, maybe the message is very clear, especially, Noach leaving the Mabel is a great muscle for a guy leaving Yeshiva, someone leaving Kolel, going into a different, but for anyone, wherever they are, you go out into the world, you might have to do things in the world that are not just sitting and davening and learning and doing mitzvahs all day long, but how you define yourself is up to you. Rav Lichtfi was fond of saying that we all have a chiyuv to make Talmud Torah Iker and our Melacha Arai says, Talmud Torah Iker Melacha Arai doesn't mean, like the Rambam says, you have to learn 9 hours and work 3 hours. That's wonderful if you can. I know some people who can pull that off, but it's not always so practical. Maybe you have to work 9 hours and work 3 hours. Maybe you even have to work 12 hours and work 1 hour, although perhaps, maybe we didn't have to. Maybe someone's stuck in that situation. But you could still decide that might be forces beyond your control. But it's still up to you, what's the Iker and what is the Tafel, what's the Iker and what's the Arai, and our job is not to become an Ish HaAdamah, not to become an Ish of Gashmi, it's not to become an Ish of whatever we do to make our to make our daily bread, but to be an Ish Tzaddik, to be an Ish who's Oved Hashem, and everything else is just something that we do. Shabbat Shalom.